Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Another headline from the weekend, Mike. Just going to keep throwing them at you rapid fire.
I love this. You're like Wink Martindale.
Not the DC, but the game show host.
Yes. Get him a pencil, Mike.
I was going to say, Mike, they're saying Heisman. Julian Sayin is the betting favorite to win the Heisman as people wake up today. Are you buying it?
Sure. Worst Heisman trophy ever. Why not? Throw him in there. I don't care. Put Mestenmaker there too. I just look, you're at Ohio State. You're the quarterback. Sadly, it's a quarterback award. It's hard to win it from another spot. You know, we saw the Travis Hunter thing, but overall, I'm not mad about it because who's really stepped forward, brother? You know, are you going to pound the desk for Mendoza? Is that where we're going?
No. I think, again, you're always going to be better with the field here because it's changed so many times in 2 months' time. Look, yeah. He's the favorite today. They're going to play head-to-head, him and Mendoza, in the Big Ten title game, right?
So yeah, if Sayin wins the game, he might win that award. I mean, it could come down to that because I'm not trying to be nasty. It's just not a great year in college football. No one has stepped forward. And remember, Heisman Trophy has nothing to do with pro potential. Because you know what's going to happen. We're going to do 800 mock drafts, and Lenore Sellers and Nussmeier and all these guys, you're like, those dudes suck. It's like one has nothing to do with the other.
I did come away wowed by saying, like, the player we watched week one that they babied against Texas is not the same quarterback that's playing for him. And Penn State, they are not the program we thought they were going to be, but he was making deep throws into a bucket, right? It doesn't matter who the defense is. The throw is what I'm looking at. He used mobility. He was confident. The ball hardly hit the turf. I thought he was a big winner. Whether he wins a Heisman or not, I feel like he's really coming into his own. Mike, in the Big Ten, 15 touchdowns, zero picks. He's had 300 or more yards in three of the last four games. He is stepping out into his own.
Yet, you know who gets talked about more and more people simp for? Bryce Underwood.
Yeah, you know what? Why don't we do a little sidecar here? Because I made the case today in Overreact Gyms that he isn't developing.
No,
he's not. And look, you can point out a couple games, Washington or Wisconsin, where the numbers are okay. Mike, we are more than halfway through his freshman season. He hasn't thrown a touchdown in back-to-back weeks. He's throwing all fastballs. It's sailing on guys. He's got red zone turnovers, plural, against Purdue. He's not developing thus far.
No, and again, I think I'll say this as a qualifier because people can't handle getting in their feelings. The sky's the limit for this kid. Physical abilities are there. He needs time. But this was always my problem with the folly of paying this kid the money he got paid and then throwing him out there. And it's the most dishonest thing in the world because you're putting him out there. And to Jim's point, guys, you're putting him out there. But you can't develop them because you're not willing to live with the risk of it. But they're trying to thread a needle of winning games and play Bryce Underwood. And those two things don't go together because he's just not ready. But what I can't stand, and then I'll stand down, and Jim, you could take this to six. Look, you're watching the broadcast. What you don't get to do is hype the kid up pregame, sizzle reel, and sell a bust of his cock minted in gold. And then I have to listen to Jake Butt tell you, hey, remember, everybody, he's only 18. Well, which is it, guys?
Yeah, I don't like that. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to hype him up, then he has to deliver. And if you want to downplay, hey, guys, it's a freshman, it's going to take time, then you can make excuses for him, right? but you can't have it both ways. He can't be unlike any freshman we've ever seen and then watch him play as poorly as he is and make excuses for him.
Right. From the very beginning, I've said, I don't think he's put in a fair situation. I don't think he should be playing. In fact, I thought it was a mistake to end up where he ended up. Now, if Michigan brought in a quarterback and said, Bryce, we're going to pay you all this money. We love you. We adore you. But you're going to learn for a year. That was the best plan. The whole point I've made is I've said from the beginning, guys, you're not going to like what this looks like. And then the best part is you still get attacked for saying what you've always said.
Yeah.
At what point did he become good and I become a hater? He's not good.
And I do think we could have a conversation about, okay, you paid him all this money. Would you have been better off paying Mendoza, Mateer?
1,000% as it pertains to this year. Long term, no, they have to build around this kid. But Jim, look at them right now. Can you tell me right now they're a good football team?
No.
And so there's the problem, because they're winning games because of what? We've overextended these conferences. You get very volatile scheduling. Look at, and again, I'm not knocking them in this regard. They took the OU game. The problem, OU broke a 2x4 off in their ass. So who else is on that schedule in the Big Ten? The answer, no one.
Well, Ohio State.
But that's at the end. I'm saying yeah. Right now.
Well, but that's why I don't have an issue with this, because if they beat Ohio State, they deserve to be in. If they lose to Ohio State, they don't deserve to be in, and they won't be in, and there's no issue. There's no drama. There's nothing to get all worked up about.
No. I know. We're talking separate things. I'm saying the evaluation period, I struggle because, look, you're going to play a month of football against MSU, Northwestern, Purdue. These are hapless, helpless garbage, and they're still not developing this kid. That's the problem.
And that was my point, is against Purdue and MSU, you don't throw a touchdown. Again, it doesn't mean his career is over. People are going to only hear what they want to hear with this. My point is, you don't throw a touchdown in those 2 weeks. You play Purdue. The first interception he threw was terrible. Ugh. He underthrew a ball on the play before. He regularly airmails passes. That's not a guy who's developing.
No, and the best part, too, you've got this army of absolute propagandists and liars known as the Michigan media. And I won't even use media for some of these people. They're just in their mommy's basement. The whole point is, it's not being a hater. And I also love this. This was one we always get on ticket text. Well, he didn't need to throw the ball because they ran it so well. Let me ask you guys a question. Did they have game control against Michigan State and Purdue? Were they up 35-0, or did I fucking black out? Against MSU, he got hit, fumbled. MSU would have had the ball down 4. Okay? Against Purdue, you beat him by 5. You want to tell me again you didn't need to throw the fucking ball? They can't throw the ball. There's a difference. Stop being dishonest. Bryce ain't going to pay your bills.
And with that, if I missed any other college storyline, hit it with me. Hit it right now, and then we'll go to our best and worst. Did I miss anything else?
No, you're on the money today. You're fantastic.
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.